live. But first, here's our Denver Bible Church update. Hi, this is Pastor Bob Enyart of Denver Bible Church, inviting you to visit this Sunday at 6200 West Hampton. That's near Hampton and Wadsworth. You could check us out on the web at denverbiblechurch.org. Now, yesterday, during yesterday's program at the beginning, when we do our Denver Bible Church update, I talked about the book of Genesis and something unusual in the book of Genesis that I think if you pay attention, read the book carefully, you can get it. But if you don't, you'll miss it. And what is that? That there are five sibling swaps in the book of Genesis. Five sibling swaps. And it's so interesting. Why are all these swaps going on? What's the point? And they're all centered around Jacob, around his life. So Jacob's father, Isaac, was not the oldest son. Normally, a father has a couple sons, and in the Bible, even in the law of Moses, God says that the inheritance of the firstborn goes to the firstborn. It doesn't go to the secondborn. And God says, even if a man has two wives and he loves one more than the other, you still make sure that the inheritance goes to the firstborn, not to the secondborn. So Abraham had Ishmael because he took Sarah's handmaid, Hagar, as wife. He had Ishmael. Ishmael was 13 years old. He was circumcised even. But then he had Isaac by his wife, Sarah. And so God told Abraham to let Isaac be the firstborn, basically let him receive the blessing and the inheritance. And through Isaac came the Messianic covenant. So what's going on? Why was Isaac put in the place of his older brother Ishmael? And then Isaac, through his wife Rebekah, had twins for sons, Esau and Jacob, and Esau was the firstborn. And Jacob was the secondborn, the younger, even though they were twins. He was born second, and Jacob took the place of his older brother. And then Jacob had 12 sons, and there were a couple sibling swaps among his grandkids. Most notably, Joseph in Egypt had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Manasseh was the firstborn, but Jacob went to bless them. And instead of putting his right hand on the older son, Manasseh, he switched his hands and blessed the younger son, Ephraim, with the blessing of the firstborn. He swapped the younger for the older. And when Jacob went to marry, he went to marry the younger daughter, but he ended up, the sibling sisters were swapped, and he married the older daughter. That's really wild when you think you're going to marry one sister and you wake up in the morning and you married the other one. That's in the days before electric lights. And then there was even another case, remember where, let me get this right now. One of the sons, Judah, had a couple sons who married a woman, Tamar. And his sons were evil. Ur was evil, so the Lord killed him, the Bible says in the book of Genesis. And then another son married her, and he died. And so then she was waiting for her father-in-law to give her to his next son, and that never happened. And through some bizarre circumstance, Judah ended up impregnating his quasi-daughter-in-law's former daughter-in-law, and she was pregnant with twins, Perez and Zerah, and they were swapped, the younger taking the place of the older. And there were five swaps. What are all those swaps about? Well, if you don't look at them and take them as a group, you miss the whole point of the book of Genesis, and it's so subtle, and it couldn't be understood until Jesus Christ came. And he died, and he took Adam's place. He took the place of Adam. So we'll talk about that next week. And until for now, stay tuned at Bob Enyart Live.
Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man.
brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. Punk fans riot in Montreal. This is a story out of the BBC. Punk fans riot. How could you tell? How could you tell? Punk fans riot. Punk fans went on the rampage in Montreal, Canada, after a concert was canceled at the last minute. Police arrested seven people after hundreds overturned cars, set them on fire, and smashed shops. A crowd of 1,000 punks had gathered to see Total Chaos. That's the name of the band, Total Chaos. But the band was stuck at the U.S. border. Punk fans riot. How could you tell? They're coming out to see Total Chaos. Total Chaos didn't show up, so total chaos ensued. It's all so weird. Weird culture. Don't we have a weird culture? You know, part of the reason is because of technology, that the media is so fractured now. It used to be you only had a couple choices. Radio, you only had a couple stations to choose from. Well, before that, you had none. But then radio, you had a couple choices. TV, you had a few choices. That was it. And then you ended up, depending on what city you live in, Denver, we must have, what, approaching 40 radio stations? And if you have cable, hundreds of TV stations or satellite and internet, thousands, millions of opportunities to take your either your entertainment time or your education time. So now kids get to have their own bandwidth in the overall media opportunities. And so there's enough bandwidth. In other words, there are enough radio stations, TV stations, cable networks, and movies produced, and internet websites to focus specifically to moronic youth. And so, of course, the moronic youth industry will flourish. It will mature, and we'll have a mature, moronic youth industry, which we probably have that already. All right. So what do we want to do tonight? Oh, this story is recommended from Russell in Alaska. Russell in Alaska called in and asked us to do an animals eat dumb people story. And so we don't have all that many listeners up in Alaska. We've got a number. But we thought, well, we get a request from Alaska. We should do it. So here's an animals eat dumb people segment. This article, now this has been reported by media all around the world. And it's a credible story. It's not make-believe. You could find it on the web real easily. This month, October, an animal rights guy was mauled to death, killed by an Alaskan brown bear, which is also a grizzly, right? Same thing, I think. I'm not a bear expert. But the last thing, but it was caught on audio tape, and the last thing you hear is it was a guy and his girlfriend, apparently, up in Alaska, and she's telling the guy to play dead because the bear started attacking. Now, this guy, his name is Timothy Treadwell, and he's a self-taught bear enthusiast. He was a self-taught bear enthusiast, and he called Alaska's bears harmless. And he was one of two people who were fatally mauled in a bear attack in Alaska a week ago. The graphic sounds of a deadly bear attack were captured on tape, revealing one of the victim's frantic screams as he tried to fend off the beast, authorities said. Now, you know, the real tragedy is the woman who was second. She was killed next. And so she got to experience watching her boyfriend being killed by a bear and perhaps partially eaten. And then they're in the middle of nowhere. They had to wait for a plane to come in and take them away from their campsite. And then she was killed. What a tragedy. Trooper Chris Hill said that the tape shows that a video camera was turned on just before Timothy Treadwell was attacked at his campsite. His girlfriend, Amy Huguenard, was later mauled to death by a bear, probably the same bear, although there were a couple bears up there at the time. Let's see. The recording, the audio recording is 6 minutes, and the screen is blank. The video camera had the cap on the lens, and it was in a bag. The guy, Timothy Treadwell, called to his girlfriend to turn on the video camera. She was scared to death. She turned it on but left it in the bag. And he, back in 2001, so 3 years ago, Timothy Treadwell was a guest on The Late Show with David Letterman. And he apparently didn't get any significant counseling during that appearance. It was during that show he described Alaska brown bears as mostly harmless party animals. And the trooper, Chris Hill, he described what was on the audio recording. And he said that on the recording, both the man and the woman are screaming. Now, Timothy Treadwell, he was, how old is he? In his 40s, and she's about 10 years younger. Yeah, 46 and 37. So on the audio recording, they're both screaming, and she's telling him to play dead. But I guess with all these party animals around, he didn't really have to play dead all that long because soon enough it just came natural. They're both screaming. She's telling him to play dead. You know those bumper stickers? They say animals are kind to dumb people. Have you ever seen one of those? Animals are kind to dumb people. No, animals eat dumb people. Animals eat dumb people. That's why we call them animals. They're both screaming. She's telling him to play dead. Then she starts saying, fight back. Not a good development when you're faced with an Alaskan brown bear. He starts to ask her to hit the bear. So he's obviously shouting to her to hit the bear. And she obviously is thinking the better of that suggestion. Although we don't find that part out. And there's a lot of noise going on. And the trooper said he couldn't tell from the recording what noises were made by Timothy Treadwell and what noises were made by the animal. Does that sound like a horrifying last moments of your life? Last 6 minutes of your life? When we come back, we'll finish the story, Animals Eat Dumb People, right after this.
At Bob Inyart Live and KGov.com, you'll find literature, audio, and video products that are a must for the library of any Christian interested in studying the truth of the Bible. You'll find essential material like the plot manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible that will clear up doctrinal issues. Then there's The Tree, a fun audio journey back to the Garden of Eden, where you'll learn about this most famous tree and its impact on humanity. Check out the Mount Moriah video. This video gives evidence for the resurrection, combining biblical and secular resources. It's a great witnessing tool. And don't forget the death penalty video. Learn that Jesus advocated the death penalty and learn how God put the death penalty at the heart of the gospel. You can directly help Bob's outreach by subscribing to Best of Bob, Bob's Best 8 Shows of the Month, or build a Bible study library by ordering the monthly Bible albums. There's a lot more, so give us a call at 1-800-8-INYARD. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278 or KGOV.com.
Bob Inyart here, live commercial break. Have you heard our audio tape titled, Is This Man God? It's the first tape in our series on the Gospel of John. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Of course, Christianity has taught for 2,000 years that Jesus Christ is God. And if you debate someone, say a cultist, Now, there are typically two signs of a cult. One is that they reject the deity of Jesus Christ, and two is they have a book that's of equal authority with the Bible that they got from their founder, typically. And so that you got those two elements you're dealing with, a cult. So the cults deny the deity of Jesus Christ and that he's the one God, the creator, the redeemer. And if you talk to a Jehovah's Witness and you're going to try to show him from the Bible that Jesus is God, well, there's about 30 verses or so that Christians normally use, and the Jehovah's Witness will be ready to rebut those verses. Well, if you play this tape for one, it might floor them. Is this man God? An hour-long presentation of the deity of Christ that he's never heard before. It's neat. We're back. Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-N-YART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So in the Animals Eat Dumb People segment we have going here, an animal rights activist and his girlfriend were mauled to death by a bear up in Alaska. Now, the story is, it's more bizarre than you've heard so far. The remains of Timothy Treadwell and his girlfriend, Amy Huguenard, his apparent girlfriend, both of Malibu, California, were found last week at Katmai National Park on the Alaskan Peninsula. Now, Katmai, if I'm pronouncing that right, K-A-T-M-A-I, that's a huge national park. I remember hearing that Mount McKinley National Park, and I think they renamed a lot of these national parks to liberal names, but Mount McKinley National Park, I remember it was 2 million acres. 2 million acres. And this park, the Katmai National Park, is over 4 million acres. These are big parks. Just huge. At any rate, they were in that park. And that's where their corpses were found, or their remains. And Treadwell was known for approaching bears in the wild. That's what he would do. He would crawl up to them, sing to them, touch them. And he would tell everyone that bears were harmless creatures. The air taxi pilot who arrived to pick up the couple. By the way, in Alaska, the taxis are mostly airplanes. I remember being up there in Manly Hot Springs, and Manly Hot Springs was as far north as we could drive from Anchorage one summer, and the road up to Barrows Point was closed to the public. And we're in Manly Hot Springs, and some guy flew in, and he flew into the town of Manly Hot Springs, which was nothing. It was like a non-town. And he flew in order to take a bath. And so I was talking to him at the inn. I think the inn was the only thing in the town. The inn with a gas pump out front. So I was talking to him at the inn. And I said, why would you fly somewhere to take a bath? You get in your plane and you fly to Manly Hot Springs to take a bath. The water comes out of the ground warm. He said, well, I don't have a bathtub. You have an airplane, but you don't have a bathtub? He said, yeah, I have a plane, but I don't have a bathtub. Okay, it's a different kind of life up there in Alaska. At any rate, in fact, when we were in Hawaii, I met a family from Kodiak Island, and that's right where this whole scene occurred, across the way from Kodiak Island. But the air taxi pilot arrived to pick up the couple, and he contacted the National Park Service and troopers to report that a bear was apparently sitting on top of human remains in the camp. So the rangers came, troopers came. A ranger shot and killed a large brown bear when the animal charged at them through the dense brush. The troopers and rangers later killed a smaller bear maybe about 3 years old, that was apparently stalking them. So the audience, the audio on the recording starts while he's being mauled, Timothy is, and ends while he's being mauled. So we don't know exactly how long the nightmare continued. And then the bear turned his attention to the girlfriend, Amy. You see, animals eat dumb people. The liberal bumper stickers, "Animals are kind to dumb people." These two dead people saw plenty of those bumper stickers before they believed it. And you believe stupid things because they're repeated 1,000 times, like all sins are equal. All sins are equal. All sins are equal, and animals are kind to dumb people. So let's see here now. Let's go on with the story. Treadwell most likely heard a bear coming near their campground. You know, you're supposed to tie up your food in plastic bags and hang it from a tree 100 yards from your campground. He probably poured the grease from the frying pan around the camp just to lure the bears in. So he probably heard a bear and asked his girlfriend to turn on the camera, which she turned on the camera but left the lens cap on, and the camera was still in a bag when it was found. And she's heard on the tape, and she's surprised, and she's asking if it's still out there, if the bear is still out there. Maybe she's inside the tent and asking if it's still out there. And then the audio stopped only because the tape ran out. Otherwise, it would have probably captured the whole tragedy. And the trooper said that he doubts the tape will be made public, which is fine. I don't think we need to hear that. And let's see here. What else? They also got a few hours of video that they had collected, recorded before they were killed. And the footage includes close-up shots of bears. Some scenes show bears no more than a few feet from Treadwell. He authored a book called Among Grizzlies, Living with Wild Bears. All right, Among Grizzlies, Living with Wild Bears. And another video clip shows his girlfriend, Amy Huguenard, leaning away as bears come close to her on the bank of a river. So he deceived her. She was willfully ignorant. And now she's dead because of it, and he is too, although a bit more sympathy goes out to her. She was deceived by him. The park rangers had encountered a large, aggressive male brown bear within minutes of arriving. Ranger Joe Ellis said two officers stood by with shotguns as he fired 11 times with a semi-automatic handgun before the animal fell 12 feet away. That was cutting it close, said Ranger Ellis, the lead investigator. Yeah, that was. And you know whose fault it is the bear is dead? Timothy Treadwell. It's his fault. That bear would be alive today if it wasn't for him. Because when animals kill human beings, they become more aggressive toward human beings, and they need to be killed. That's what God said in the Bible. If an animal kills a human being, whether it's an ox or a bear or any animal, a dog, then the animal needs to be put to death. So as the plane was being loaded, you know, what with the remains and all, another aggressive bear approached and was killed by rangers and troopers. You know, the bears probably got the taste and the scent of human meat, and so they were hungry. And so that bear was also killed, a 3-year-old. Andrew Airways, that's the airline, the air taxi, Andrew Airways had been flying Treadwell to Katmai for 13 years and Huguenard, the girlfriend, for the last couple of years. Treadwell was known for his confidence around bears. He often touched them and gave them names. Once he was filmed crawling along the ground, singing as he approached a sow and her two cubs. Imagine that, and we've all heard that animals are especially dangerous when their young are around if they will feel threatened. So he apparently survived that event. Over the years, Park Service officials, biologists, and others expressed concern about his safety and the message Treadwell was sending. According to the superintendent at the national park, Deb Liggett, at best, he's misguided, she told the Anchorage Daily News in 2001. At worst, he's dangerous. When Timothy models unsafe behavior, that ultimately puts bears and other visitors at risk, like Amy. In his book, Treadwell said he decided to devote himself to saving grizzlies after a drug overdose. He established a nonprofit bear appreciation group called Grizzly People. The deaths were the first known bear killings in the 4.7 million acre national park on the Alaska Peninsula. See, liberals create problems. They create problems. There was no problem here. They create problems. All right, it's Friday night. We're doing light news here. It's light for us. It's not light for Amy, but it's light news for us. So that's it for the Animals Eat Dumb People segment. Now, I don't know if this is more dumb people. I hope not. But in Taiwan, which, by the way, here at Bob and Yurt Live, we like Taiwan. We don't like China. We like Taiwan. We don't like China. Right? Public school teachers, what is the connection between Taiwan and China? I'm not going to tell you. Look it up. Okay. Taiwan is now boasting the world's tallest building. Construction crews finished today building the world's tallest skyscraper when they shifted into place a massive pinnacle on top of the 1,676-foot tall building. That's tall. It's got 101 stories, and it's called Taipei 101. And it has a typical offices, a shopping mall, and an observatory, which is cool. And the mayor was up there on as they were putting on the 200-foot pinnacle today. And he said, this ceremony marks a historical moment that Taipei 101 is officially declared the tallest building in the world, Ma said. No, not Connie, not my mother, the mayor, Ma Yingju. Ma said this is officially the tallest building in the world. And it tops the previous building, which was in Malaysia, which is only 1,483 feet. See, you say only. As soon as a record is built, the old record becomes only. 1,483. Now, this one is 1,676. Now, what they want to build where the World Trade Centers were, they want to build a new office buildings there and a memorial tower spiral or something or other, and that would be 1776, 1,776 feet tall, exactly 100 feet taller than this building, and the year that of our Declaration of Independence in 1776. So we'll see what happens with that. But they're not worried about earthquakes because the closest fault line is a full 660 feet away from the building. Bob Inyard here. Our order line, you could also order on the web at kgov.com. This is a live commercial break. Or you can call us at 1-888-8-INYARD. 1-888-836-9278. If you like the show and you want to help us stay on the air and on the web, the number one best way to do it is to sign up for a subscription. Either the monthly sermons from Denver Bible Church, the monthly Bible study albums, one album a month, the monthly videos, or the Best of Bob, the 8 best radio shows of the month. Those are the best ways, or a monthly donation, to help Bob and Yart Live stay on the air. Other than that, of course, check out our store and look at the materials and see what you might enjoy. How about this new video? Unlocking the Mystery of Life. What a neat video that is. Have you seen that? We've got it available on VHS or DVD, and it's a debunking of evolution and Darwinism. And it aired nationwide on quite a few public TV stations, which is a shocker because they practically worship evolution. Evolution is their god. Billions and billions of years. Jesus is a squid. And this video, Unlocking the Mystery of Life, is absolutely professional. It's like a Nova quality special, you know, on PBS, Nova series. It's like that kind of quality. It's top-notch scientists who are just tearing to shreds evolution. How did it air on public TV? I don't know. I think somebody drugged the master control operator. I don't know how it happened, but it did. And so now you can watch it. In fact, it's a great video to loan out to skeptical friends or Christians who are a little weak and need to be strengthened, or to put in your church library or maybe your local town library. So you can call us or check it out. You can look at a 4-minute clip of the video on our website at kgov.com at our store, or just trust us. It's great. Call 888-8NER. By the way, that video, Unlocking the Mysteries of Life, it costs $24.95. I don't always tell the prices of things. I'm not exactly a good salesman. I like to teach the Bible, evangelize, persuade people of God's existence and the existence of right and wrong. That's what I prefer doing. But, you know, small ministry, you got to wear a lot of hats. So, today I was making a dubmaster for Galatians Tape 8. The book of Galatians, we have that, an album, 8 tapes. I listened to Tape 8, I don't want to tell you how many times because I kept doing it wrong. But I finally got it done. It's done. It's in there. A brand new dubmaster for the 8th tape of Galatians. That was one fun Bible study. That knocked my socks off. That was so extraordinary, but I shouldn't say that because, well, I don't remember it. We did it 5 years ago. It was a blast. That's what I like to do. I don't like making dubmasters. Whoever even heard of making dubmasters? I like teaching the Bible. But at any rate, so I'm not the best salesman. I don't always tell the price, but you can call us and ask the price or check it out on the web or ask us for our catalog. Okay, so now this tallest building in the world is in Taiwan, and some worry that the building will be dangerous because Taiwan is earthquake prone. Now, Taiwan is an island off of mainland China, and China is communist and officially atheistic, and there's more freedom in Taiwan. It's not communist, and the Red Chinese want to take over Taiwan, maybe so that they can slaughter a lot of the Taiwanese also. And so we here in America, we defend Taiwan to some degree. We provide them with weapons and planes and ships. And so hopefully the Red Chinese are not going to attack Taiwan anytime soon, but they certainly might. All right, let's see. And with Bush in the White House, at least they know Bush is not quite the pansy of a typical liberal, and that might help to deter them, but who knows? Anyway, Taiwan is earthquake prone. So some people are saying, well, you built the tallest skyscraper in the world in Taiwan, which is earthquake prone. The building may not be safe. But the skyscraper's developers have an answer for that. The engineers have calculated the distance from the building to the closest fault line, and they said it's 660 feet. 660 feet? John Elway could throw that in three passes. 660 feet? Are you kidding me? That's all? I thought when I was reading the article, this is an Associated Press article out today, I thought it was 660 miles. Not even, or 660 kilometers at least. Not even 660 yards. 660 inches away is a fault line for earthquake-prone Taiwan. And that's their buffer, their comfort zone, I guess. And then they said that the fault has not been active in 45,000 years. So there hasn't been an earthquake along that fault in 45,000 years. Oops. Uh-oh. That's not true. That's incorrect information there. You see, it's really important to know the Word of God. These guys accept the virtually indefensible geological ages of the earth that are commonly maintained, and they're utterly wrong. And the last earthquake along that fault line was not 45,000 years ago. That number is wrong by at least 40,000 years. So it was within the last few thousand years. And would that make an engineer reconsider? I don't know. Maybe. If they knew there was an earthquake there, at, say, 4,000 years ago instead of 45,000 years off, so they were in error by a magnitude of 10, would that have made them reconsider? I don't know. I don't know, but that's, you know, accurate information is so important for engineering and science generally. And science was born in Christianized Europe. That's where science was born, because of the view that the Bible gives, a view that is necessary for science to exist, that the universe is real and that it was created good and that's worth studying. Those are Christian, Judeo-Christian concepts that much of the world did not possess. Let's see. And so science was born, modern science was born in Christianized Europe primarily by Christians are the ones who gave us modern science. The fathers of most of the major branches of the physical sciences were Christians or strongly professed the faith in God, the Creator, the Bible. All right, what else here? So that's that story. Now, in China, now that's in Taiwan, China says they're building a world financial center in Shanghai, which will be higher than this one when it's completed in 2007. So China, the Chinese, they just hate the Taiwanese. They just hate them, the Chinese government. And so they don't want to be outdone by Taiwan, so they're building a bigger building. And to me, it seems risky because of terrorism. That's why it seems risky today. Well, people are courageous. You got to say that quite often. All right. So this is Friday night. We're doing some light news here on Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-N-YART. That's 1-800-836-9278. The YMCA. Now, we've joined our YMCA because as far as we can tell, it's not, well, never mind. Well, you know the YMCAs in a lot of big cities. That, well, you know, I don't have to say it, do I? You know, the whole thing about swinging a dead cat. You know that whole thing, right? That you can't swing a dead cat in a YMCA without hitting a homosexual because they're everywhere. It's gross. And you know that YMCA song, you do your hands, and that was by Village People, a bunch of homos. It's a homo song, and they were singing, "Young boy, find the young boys at the YMCA. You're a homo. Go to the YMCA and hang out in a locker room with the young boys." It's a homo song. And you see all these people singing, the whole 60,000 people in a stadium singing, YMCA, making all the cymbals, and the homos are cracking up because they got the whole country singing their We Want to Molest Young Boys song, theme song. At any rate, at least if you know what's going on in society, you're more aware, and at least you know what's going on, and you're not as easily manipulated. At any rate, our local YMCA seems to be largely safe. And so we had our young boys play T-ball. And they played T-ball. The season's over now. And I found out at the Y, and what does that stand for? YMCA and the YWCA. Well, whoever runs the YWCA, they don't know what it stands for anymore. They don't know. Because they hired a feminist, atheist, non-Christian to be the president of the YWCA. She's the president. And she was asked recently, are you a Christian? And she got offended at the question. Offended at the question? Are you a Christian? You're running the Young Women's Christian Association, and the YMCA is the Young Man's Christian Association. And what I found out at the Y from their literature, I guess it's on their website too, is that the YMCA invented basketball. Did you know that? So, you know, millions of people are fans of basketball. Yeah, the Young Men's Christian Association, Christianity has done so much good for the world as far as medicine, accomplishments, treating women not like animals or cattle or property, but with respect, as Jesus Christ and the apostles taught us. So much Christians have done, hospitals, universities, science, respect, rights, individual criminal rights, rights in court, for example. But at any rate, the YMCA invented basketball and volleyball and, get this, retirement funds. Isn't that fun? Now, churches used to have retirement funds, but the YMCA invented retirement funds for non-church, you know, businesses, organizations. And here's what was started at a YMCA. Now, those are the things that were invented by the YMCA. Here's what was started at a YMCA. Racquetball. In other words, they didn't invent it, but the first racquetball games were played at a YMCA. The Gideons, the people who put a billion Bibles in hotel rooms all over the world, the Gideons started at a YMCA. Father's Day, Toastmasters, professional football. Did you know that? Professional football began at a YMCA. They also influenced softball, swimming, the USO, Campfire Girls, Peace Corps, Boy Scouts of America. Friday night, Bob and Yurt Live. This is a commercial break, and it's a light night, so let me tell you about one of our lighter offerings. We have fun videos. Some of them are a kick. The funniest one is Video Fruitcake. People tell us that they'll have a party, a dinner party, or friends over, teenagers over, and they put in Video Fruitcake on a Friday night, and everybody watches for an hour, and they crack up laughing. And at the same time, they're learning about God and the Bible and how stupid liberalism is. Video Fruitcake. Now, our videos, we have two prices for our videos, $24.95 and $19.95. And they're about, we have about half of our videos are $24.95. The other half are $19.95. And that's a $24.95 one. Video Fruitcake. And then what else? Do we have any other funny videos? Well, we have The Trouble with Lawyers. That's pretty good. Bob versus the Publicans. And I don't know that that's funny. It has a couple of highlights in it. You know what? Bob debates in the ACLU leader. That's a kick. That's sort of funny. I think that video has the very beginning clip with Wolfgang, I think. Oh, the Live from Las Vegas video. Is that funny? It's got funny moments to it. Live from Las Vegas on the convention center floor, debating the conventioneers, about a dozen of them. That was funny. And what else? Anything else funny? I'm looking. The predestination debate? Well, that's funny only if you look at it this way. Either you have the free will to buy it or not, or you're predestined to buy it. So that's funny only in that respect. But other than that, that's not a funny video. Unless, watching your opponent self-destruct, that could be sort of humorous. Let's see. But we always recommend don't watch the predestination video debate until you first listen to the Predestination and Free Will audio album. It's a prerequisite. We'll be right back. We're back. Bob and Yurt live on a light Friday night. Now, Doug is in New York. Doug McBurney. He joins me quite often on Friday nights as a co-host. And so, let's see here. The low-carb diet is still getting thumbs up. And isn't it something, once Dr. Atkins died, then his diet just breaks through? And they say that, right? If you're an artist, a musician, wait until you're dead if you really want to sell your stuff. I wonder how the plot will do after I die. I don't know. I hope it does well. I'll be in a plot, so I hope it sells well. So at any rate, here's an article in the Rocky Mountain News about the study showing that the low-carb diet is a surprise. They put that in their headline, a surprise. Where have you been, Rocky Mountain News editors? A surprise? I've done Atkins on and off for 2 years. No, not that long. 1 year. No, it's been more than. No, it was a year ago now I went off it, and I had been on it for 9 months. So going on 2 years. And I have no doubt it works. It's good for your blood pressure, good for your circulation, your heart, your triglycerides, and your bad cholesterol improve. You eat fat and protein and low carbs, and then your body says, oh, I have to burn fat and protein because I'm not getting carbs, which are so easy to burn because they turn into sugar immediately. So your body, instead of burning sugar and craving sugar, you burn fat and protein. And so I've been doing that mostly for 2 years, and I've been gaining weight terribly. And now I'm probably 20 pounds lower than I was 2 years ago. But I had reached a low point and I'd gained a bit. So I'm still on the diet full on. And it's a fun diet. Today I had steak. What do I have? Steak, sauteed mushrooms, and Caesar salad with anchovies. Now, some people might want to leave out the anchovies. But that's a diet? And I think I'll have some chocolate muffins tonight for dessert. It's Friday night. They're Atkins muffins. You can eat all you want. Not all you want. I mean, you can eat them every day and you'll lose. It's unbelievable. But at any rate, here's this study. You can consume more calories and still lose weight. Out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the dietary establishment has long argued that it's impossible. But another study offers intriguing evidence for the idea that people on low-carbohydrate diets can eat more than folks on standard low-fat diets and still lose weight. And that's just 1,000% true. You can eat way more and lose weight. Now, carbohydrates, simple carbs like white rice, potatoes, white flour, white bread, simple carbs turn to sugar when you eat them instantly. It's instantly sugar in your body. Glucose. So your body says, why work so hard to burn fat when I could just burn sugar, which is totally burnable? So you get rid of the carbs in your diet, and initially you get rid of most of them, and then you gradually add them back in, especially complex carbs like vegetables and strawberries and blueberries. But in Russell Stover's fabulous low-carb candies. But at any rate, a little more of this article here. Perhaps no idea is more controversial in the diet world than the contention, long espoused by the late Dr. Robert Atkins, that people on low-carbohydrate diets can consume more calories without paying a price on the scale. Over the past year, several small studies have shown, to many experts' surprise, the experts are all surprised. What is an expert? He's a former spurt. He's an expert. To many experts' surprise, that the Atkins approach actually does work better than the standard diet recommended by the American Heart Association, which is a disastrous diet for your heart. Without driving up cholesterol levels, as many feared would happen. I mean, I read Atkins' book a couple years ago, and it seems really obvious. I mean, you could read most any diet book, and if the author is skillful, he could be lying through his teeth, but he could present his diet in a persuasive way. Sadly, because it's hard to see through what's true and what's not. But I read the Atkins book, and it was so obvious, low-carbohydrate diet is the way to go. So I started on the diet, and, you know, I was probably 45 pounds overweight, something like that. And my father died of a heart attack. How many heart attacks did Dad have? He had three, and he died of a heart attack. And while he was young, I always forget how old I am. I don't know how old he was. He was 53 years old. That's young to die of a heart attack. So when your father dies of a heart attack, that's, you know, there's a possibility you might too. Your own metabolism, your habits that you pick up growing up, not only your dietary habits, but other habits could incline you toward a heart attack. And so I started this diet, which was bacon and eggs, sausage, cheeseburgers every day. Just it was the opposite of everything I had heard for 30, 40 years. And I went repeatedly to the doctor to have my blood pressure checked. They do your blood work. You get your triglycerides and your LDL and your HDL and your low-density lipids, your good and bad cholesterol and all that. And for the most part, my blood work was really pretty good. And my blood pressure was excellent. So then I went for a treadmill EKG. That's where you go to the doctor's office and they try to kill you before you leave. It was murder running on that treadmill while they're, you know, measuring your stats. And I survived the treadmill test. Not everyone does. But I survived it and they said, I'm totally green light. Everything is fine. And so now I've been on this diet and eating protein and fats and just avoiding carbohydrates. It's actually fun now that Russell Stover's is in the game. And so at any rate, the American Heart Association low-fat plan is high in carbohydrates. And it used to be we had no such thing as low as juvenile diabetes. But kids getting diabetes is now epidemic. Many of them go blind later in their life. They live a very difficult life. And it's been brought on by the carbohydrate diet in America. That's what brought on that epidemic. And since we turned to a low-fat diet, obesity has skyrocketed in America, as has diabetes. Obesity has skyrocketed on a low-fat diet because fat is very good for your body. So, let's see here. Oh, and by the way, who gave us the low-fat diet? Whose idea was it? Where did it come from? Are you sitting down? If you're driving right now, pull over. pull over. I'm going to tell you where we got the recommendation to have a low-fat diet, which is now, we know, killed a lot of people. We got it from Democratic Senator George McGovern. George McGovern, remember, I remember him back from when he ran against Nixon. Didn't he run against Nixon? I was young, but I remember that presidential election. I remember George McGovern flip-flopping on every issue. And so they elected Nixon, who was a disaster also. But anyway, I was too young to vote. I would have voted against everyone. But George McGovern, with no scientific evidence, had a Senate committee that he chaired, and they made the recommendation that Americans go on a low-fat diet. Why? So they would be less fat. Boy, is that ignorant or what? Without any scientific evidence to indicate a low-fat diet would be healthy. Back then they would say healthful. We don't say healthful anymore. Back then they would have said healthful. Without any scientific evidence, they put the whole country on a low-fat diet, which is bad for your health. And it's miserable. You try to lose 20 pounds by eating less, that's tough. It could work, but you need a lot of discipline. And one of my favorite meals in all the world is spaghetti and meatballs. I can't think of what's better than spaghetti and meatballs. There's nothing better than that. In heaven, that will definitely be a meal you'll have every week. Spaghetti and meatballs in heaven. And I don't have strong willpower when it comes to food. But on the Atkins diet, something happens, at least to me, where I get in a groove and I could go for 2 months without craving carbohydrates. For 2 months. But then it'll shift and I might go off the diet for a day or a week or a few months and then I go back on. So now it's been almost 2 years and I'm about 20 pounds less than I was. And I hope to get down about another 25 pounds or so. But anyway, that's now Dr. Atkins had to die to get his diet more widely accepted. Actually, it was happening in the last year or so before he died. His diet was getting the recognition it deserved. But the multi-billion-dollar food industry has focused for 30 years now on building low-fat yogurts, low-fat this, low-fat dessert, low-fat ice cream, low-fat everything, low-fat TV dinners. And now, if enough people start buying low-carb products, we will see just a wealth of neat, tasty, enjoyable foods to eat, including breads and pancakes and biscuits and pasta that are low carb. And so it's not going to be as hard as people think to stay fit and trim. Hey, we talk about nutrition here on Bob and Yurt Live once a year. So tonight, you were the unlucky audience member to get a dose of it. But don't worry, you'll survive. And right now, if you're young and you say, I could eat all I want, what are you bothering about? It'll catch up to you. I'm warning you. It'll catch up to you. For me, it was, 35, 40 years I didn't have to worry. And then all of a sudden, I got fat. How'd that happen? It happened because of Adam and Eve. It's their fault, and I hold it against them. But I would have probably done the same thing. But don't know that for sure. But at any rate, when we get to heaven, I think things will be better in regards to the physical health situation. But for now, hey, we got to stay healthy because there are too many liberals. You have to live as long as you can. This is Bob Benyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences. Do right.